13. Isn't Yeshua like all other religious founders? Firstly, Yeshua is not a founder but the answer to life. He is the real deal, all others are at best imitators. Others point the way, but Yeshua points to himself as the only way to eternal life. Others are unsure of eternal life, however, Yeshua guarantees eternal life. Others prepare a table of blessings before their God, hoping to appease him. With Yeshua, it is the other way around. Yeshua has pleased God and prepares a table of blessings for his people. Yeshua has a direct lineage to God as he is the actual Word of God placed inside Mary. No other is known as the Word of God, not even Adam. All founders have grave sites, they are all dead, except for Yeshua. He was resurrected, and his resurrection is supported by many historical documents and still alive influencing people today. No founder has helped the world more than Yeshua and his followers. Who do you think started hospitals, orphanages, food banks, human aids, universities, protection of children campaigns, prison ministries, etc.? Look at who started them and why. No founder claimed definite access to heaven and to God the Father except Yeshua. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. No founder has as many prophecies about them before they came as Yeshua. Yeshua fulfilled so many prophecies that the probability that he is the only way to God is infinite. Even if we removed all the prophecies of supernatural events, the probability that Yeshua is the Messiah is at least 10 to the power of 18. Which founder has these kinds of odds? Is there anyone greater on which we can bank our eternity on than Yeshua, really? The Messiah said, YHWH possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, Proverbs 8 verses 22-23. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Paul said that Yeshua is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him, and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth, or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled, Colossians 1 verses 15-21.